Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our mini episode. What are we doing this episode?
Who the fuck knows?
So it's a product trial for the Naked Sundays SPF, but we've tried another couple of SPFs and we're coming into sunscreen season, and you all said you wanted a dedicated SPF episode, and then I said, Alex, I'm not doing it, because we did like an hour and a half length episode with Hannah English. Yes, it was a long time ago, but we don't know anything more than she knows, and so basically whatever we're saying is just like regurgitating old information.
Yes.
And so if you want sunscreen information, look at any of Hannah's awesome resources. If you want to hear about our experience trying different sunscreens from a beauty perspective and a formula perspective, listen here.
Let's do that instead, where we're good at.
Yeah. Let's be judgy.
Should we start by quickly touching on key facts about sunscreen that we know? How much sunscreen you need to use on your face? Should we quickly touch on those things?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
So how much do you need to be using? Great start. The Cancer Council says that for our face, we should be using about a teaspoon. I think it's just under, but use a teaspoon to be safe. And for your neck and deck, you should also be using about a teaspoon.
See, I reckon I would get close. Like, I reckon I'm hitting teaspoon on the face, but neck and deck is getting, like, the dregs.
Oh, you're doing drag sunscreen application there. Good.
Yeah.
Hannah will be thrilled.
Don't shame me.
And according to the Cancer Council as well, we should be applying, so 7 teaspoons of sunscreen across the whole body.
Which is like not an overly useful measurement. You can't track that anymore. I need per limb.
One per limb, one on the front, one on the back, one on your face, one on your neck. How many is that? 8. I've done bad maths.
I think the general rule of sunscreen, like, let's simplify basically everything that we've learned from Hannah and regurgitate it in a bad way.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Like, you're not applying enough sunscreen, basically.
Yes.
You're just not.
No, so apply more. And it should be applied thick enough that it takes a little bit of effort to rub in. It's not just like, I'll just smooth it out with my fingers like I would a serum. No, that's probably not enough sunscreen. That's how you know you're not doing enough.
Yeah, that's right. And on top of you're not applying enough sunscreen, you're also not reapplying enough.
Guilty.
Guilty as charged. You're probably worse than me in the face department. You're just like, this will get me through, the one that I've applied at 6 a.m. But body, I'm really bad, like, with the body reapplication because, you know, you go for a walk in the afternoon, and I always think, like, I put on a hat and I'll, like, slap on some sunscreen on my face, but I never think to do my shoulders. And then I'm not burnt, but I'm, like, freckly and browner on my arms and the rest of my body. So obviously I've had some sun exposure.
Yeah, I'm a classic for wearing a 3/4 rolled up sleeve shirt and leaving my forearms out and then getting some blush on my wrists.
Just the wrists. Oh, no.
Cute as. So apparently when – for people who say, oh, I just want to get my vitamin D and that's why I'm not wearing sunscreen. Fun fact that when UV levels are above 3, you only need like literally a few minutes of sun exposure to get your vitamin D for the day. So going for a walk without sunscreen on to get your vitamin D, not an excuse.
Also, please remember that SPF is not 100% protection, so you're still getting vitamin D through your sunscreen anyway. So going for a walk with your SPF on is probably going to accumulate to you getting, you know, 2 minutes of vitamin D, and there you go.
That is true. And whilst we're talking about how much sun protection factor you get from your sunscreens, an SPF 50 allows 98% protection, whereas an SPF 30 is 96.7 or something like that.
Call it 97, shall we? Let's be generous and round up.
Let's be generous and round up. So you're not getting 100% protection, as Lisa has said.
Which is also why people are like, but I wore sunscreen, I got burnt. It's like, well, yeah, because you're not getting 100% protection.
Mm-hmm.
And one, you may have missed areas. Two, you may have stayed out past the protection. But three, if you go in the peak of the day and you lay out in the sun, even drenched in sunscreen, you can still get – you're not untouchable.
No.
Right?
So. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. The other thing to note about an SPF, and we are very lucky in Australia that we have extraordinarily good sunscreens because we have made it so. But you want to double check that your sunscreen has a UVA and a UVB protection, which makes it a broad spectrum sunscreen.
Yes.
A broad speculum.
Oh, no one wants a broad speculum, I'll tell you that much. Also, you can check that your sunscreen is like a Australian tested listed sunscreen by looking at the Austal label. That's something that Hannah taught us last time, like the AUSTL.
Mm-hmm.
That is basically like all Australian sunscreens will have that on them. And Australian sunscreens are the bomb. They're like the most rigorously tested. So if you're buying your sunscreens, say from Supergoop or like who are really popular overseas sunscreen brands?
Purito.
Oh, we've all been there. Anyway, all of that. Yeah, just be aware. And when you're buying sunscreen overseas, like in Europe, years ago, God, I would have been buying SPF 8 and that here, that's probably like SPF 2. Like, Jesus Christ, Lord help us.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, anyway. take your sunscreen away on your next European holiday. Don't buy it there.
Yeah, 100%. Shall we talk about the sunscreens that we are our go-to, that we regularly use?
I only have one, but yes, yeah. Let's.
And I have one, but two. Yeah.
My one true baby blue. Ultraviolet Supreme Screen Hydrating Facial Sunscreen SPF 50. This is the only sunscreen I wear every day. We have, I'm not exaggerating when I say five in the house. They're in every room.
That is also my, like, I guess you'd say every day. However, I also use the Queen Screen. I use Queen Screen more for under makeup or particularly I love it before I go for a run because it's not got any thickness to it. It's so serumy that you don't get like a sweat beading through it.
Mm.
Whereas I find with the lotiony texture, my sweat tends to like bead on top of it, which is fine. I'm running, like I'm going to sweat, but it just feels more comfortable on my face when I use Queen Screen, which for people that are sweaters or active, that's a good point, but it's also shinier and glowier. So if you're sweaty and oily, maybe not that one. And that's the one I use if I know I'm having a no makeup day.
By that one, she does mean the Supreme Screen. She was pointing at mine.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I'm pointing, so sorry. Or perhaps I know I'm going to be out in the sun or going to the beach or whatever because I can just keep layering it like a moisturizer and it just applies really easily and I don't use a moisturizer or anything else with that. That's like my one and done. So I like that because it's a bit thicker and creamier and feels heavier on the face. So that brings us to our product trial where we tried the Naked Sundays. It's like I want to call it Naked Palette and then I want to call it Summer Fridays and it's so much to get that out.
I want to call it Naked Fridays.
Yeah.
Which is also dumb.
Yeah. No, it feels right though.
It feels so right. So this one's it's called Naked Sundays Collagen Glow 100% Mineral Sunscreen SPF 50 with plant-based collagen and antioxidants. It is new to Mecca. And everyone has been frothing it. It's an Australian-owned brand, Australian-owned sunscreen. They claim that they have over 1,000 five-star reviews and they're Australia's favourite sunscreen. I don't know about that, but sure, Naked Sundays, you claim what you want.
Yeah, you claim what you
want. You claim what you want. So this sunscreen is $39.95 for a 50ml tube, I would call it. It has watermelon extract zinc oxide as the like sun protection ingredient in it because it's mineral, as we mentioned.
As the UV filter?
Yes. It contains vegan collagen and iron oxides as well. And the iron oxides are said to help with the blue light protection on this one.
Okay.
Would you like to talk about it and your thoughts?
Sure. So I have only tried this sunscreen once.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked when I squeezed out the tube and it was like a very beigey brown.
Very beigey.
And it's clear that they've done that to avoid a white cast, which is great. If you're super fair, it may turn you beigey brown. Like if you're super, super fair because it's got a significant tint to it. when spreading the sunscreen, it felt like I was applying some sort of grout filler to my face.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after applying, I felt stiff. And a few hours after application, I noticed that my face was a little bit itchy.
Okay.
I've mentioned quite a few times that with some mineral sunscreens, I don't know what it is. I've never noticed it with a chemical sunscreen, that if I use it a couple of days in a row, I get this very distinct orange peel texture on my face. Actually, I've had it happen with one application with the Josh Rose book. So it just happens. And so I wasn't willing to use it again because with that slight itch, I was like, hell no. And they say that the best sunscreen is the sunscreen that you are willing to wear. And yeah. I am willing to never wear this sunscreen again. The fact that they are selling this sunscreen with a buffing brush shows that if you have to use a brush to blend a sunscreen in, it's shit. What are you going to do? Take your brush to the beach? Take your brush in the car? Idiotic.
I just find it interesting that their claim on their website about it says, not designed as a tint or cover up. We suggest using our SPF BFF brush to ensure a flawless finish. It's like, what? What?
If they're talking about like the fact that the face has little pockets and like to get even SPF coverage, great. But no, they just mean like to spread it. And lastly, I think that the like Invisible Zinc brand has a more sophisticated, easier to blend sunscreen. And this felt like using cream cheese fresh out of the fridge on my face.
Wow, there are some strong thoughts that you have on this one.
What did you think of it, Alex?
Well, to back up your thoughts, I would agree. I really wanted to give this a fair go, and I don't have the same like irritation issues that you have generally speaking with mineral sunscreens. Mm-hmm. However,
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ever. I didn't enjoy sensorially the experience of this one. I found, again, it was really thick and I didn't like it in my skincare routine part mm-hmm. of my makeup application. So for me, it didn't tick that box. I mostly didn't like the fact that whilst my makeup sat fine on it and everything like that, by the end of the day, I developed texture on my skin and it was kind of like I had very dry, rough texture is the only way I can explain it. And I also found that my face looked like it was flaking by the end of the day. And I think that that was all related to this sunscreen because there I hadn't changed anything else and it only happened when I wore the sunscreen. So it's the only thing I can put it down to. So I think something about the mineral elements of it were quite drying for my skin and didn't sit well with my makeup and made me look dry when usually I will do everything in my power to combat that look. That being said, if you're an oily person, you might like that this doesn't. But that being said, it calls itself a glowy formula, which I would strongly contest.
Same. I would say it feels greasy but dry.
Yes. And that's my least favorite texture.
Absolutely. In fact, I just had a bit of a brainwave. Do you know what applying this was like? And it's funny because they are like a similar product. It was like spreading Bepanthen or the terrible nappy cream that you recommended.
Not quite as bad as Desitin, but definitely similar to Bepanthen, I would agree.
Yes, which is like, you know, the high zinc nappy cream.
Yeah. I say that I agree with its claim that it rubs in 100% transparent on a fair skin tone. I can't comment on anyone darker than me, so not sure about that. And that's fine if you want a vegan sunscreen, but I would also say if you're looking for a natural chemical-free sunscreen, which is why you've chosen to go with the Naked Sundays mineral sunscreen, you're an idiot because there's chemicals in it. So what's the point?
Yeah. Yes. So let's give this sunscreen a rating, a letter rating.
I'll give it a D. I'd use it in a pinch. I'd use it if I had nothing else and it was the only thing and I was going to go live on a desert island. I would take it.
Okay. I'm going to give it a UG because I'd probably rather get sun damage than put that on my face. And we had a couple of good ones in a row. There were A's, there were A-bombs, A-pluses. And so we just needed to keep grounded and make sure that no one ever wants to sponsor us ever again.
If you were wondering if this segment is the mini episodes are sponsored, there's your answer. Fuck me. Well, to contrast that, I would happily like to talk about another mineral sunscreen that has been in my rotation, which is the Sunny Skin Super Sun SPF.
You do not want to say that if you have a
lisp.
Yeah.
So this is a daily moisture shield moisturizing sunscreen. It has similar claims to the Naked Sundays. However, I would argue that the ingredients list of this one is cleaner and shorter. And
also, sorry, it doesn't claim to have collagen. Like, what's that doing? I just feel like all the buzzwords just made me hate that from the get-go. Packaging very cute on the Naked Sundays.
Packaging very cute. Yeah. Wait, what would you say the collagen is doing? Because I'm sure people will be interested to know.
Nothing. I think they put it on there as a buzzword.
And why do you think that it's doing nothing?
Because we talked about the fact that collagen on the skin, you know, in decent proportion can be effective, but generally speaking, the findings show that, you know, vitamin C boosts collagen and collagen internally can be really good for the skin. But in the proportion that it is in this sunscreen, it's not doing anything other than putting a buzzword on a sunscreen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
It's not in active quantities, and if you are wanting collagen, go for a specific, like, C-plus collagen serum.
Yes, I was going to say, it's doing absolutely nothing as, like, the last layer of your skincare routine in a formula this thick. It's not penetrating your skin.
Gone into the brush that you've used to pound it into your face.
I also wonder with that, which is a really interesting point that you've made about how much more sunscreen you would need to use if you're applying it with a brush to get an even coverage like you're supposed to, because it's going to be eaten up by the brush too. Mm. Anyway, so this Sunny Skin, I want to call this
just flaunting a sound.
I want to call this Summer Skin, which is the issue. Summer Friday, Summer Skin, Naked Sunday, Summer Fridays. Who knows what product I'm talking about anymore?
Riley, am I right?
You are right. So this product is a mineral sunscreen again, like I said, but I prefer the ingredients in this one. It didn't give me a dry texture on my face at all. In fact, I would say this gives a very lovely glowy finish to the skin. You can see it on my hand right now because I've just pumped it on my hand, Lisa, just for your own visual pleasure.
It's, oh my God, it almost looks like the Auric highlighter. It's bloody gorgeous. It's very shiny though.
Really pretty, very shiny. And I would argue that you would call it greasy, but it's not greasy dry. It's greasy glowy.
It's intentionally greasy, which I can accept.
I will accept you not covering up the greasiness. Yes. Yeah. It's got coconut oil in it, castor seed oil, jojoba seed oil, squalane derived from olive and tomato fruit extract. And again, it's zinc oxide, which is the SPF ingredient in this one.
I will say, I imagine the one that you're using is not as dark skin friendly, given it hasn't got that beige tint. Also, the pearl on it is quite a light pearl. So if you're putting that on a darker skin, it might be a little bit ashy frosty.
I can't speak, and I'm applying it to an extraordinarily dark fake tan hand. I'm not intentional by the fact that I applied too many layers to my knuckles. And it definitely gives a, I wouldn't call it a white cast, but it gives a like a reflecting luminescence to the skin.
Yeah, there's like a pink-blue reflect, which I think would be unflattering on anyone deeper than
my hand.
Medium deep, yeah.
Yeah, but I would say that it doesn't leave a white cast on the skin. Like it blends out really well. It doesn't feel like SPAC filler to apply, which also is important for me. It feels more like an emollient moisturizer, which I can deal with.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. And that's what I would say about that one. And Lisa, you haven't tried it because you were a little bit worried given that it's mineral.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it every day. It's not my ultraviolet, but I would give it a B for all of its claims and the fact that I'm comfortable to use it.
Yeah. You had a moment where you were really loving it.
Yes, I did. But I find the ultraviolet is still more practical.
So predictable. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then just to add one more trial in, I tried the We Are Feel Good Coconut Sunscreen Lotion SPF 50+.
I like their body sunscreens, so I'm interested to hear what you have to say about their face sunscreen.
Well, the one I'm using is in a brown bottle and it's 75 mL, and there's nothing on it that says face. So this one doesn't claim to be a face sunscreen. I think it's just they have the same sunscreen all around and one is a smaller size.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably exactly what I will say about it. On application, it feels a little bit more like a body sunscreen. It's not a sophisticated feeling and it doesn't sit like so thin and slippy on the skin like an ultraviolet, but given that I'm dry, I found it fine. I was using this as a pre-run sunscreen because it wasn't so sophisticated like my ultraviolet, and so I wasn't using – like I didn't intend to use this under makeup, and I thought it'd be great as just like a no makeup testing. And the only thing I found was that it sort of ran into my eyes a little bit when I sweated and was a little stingy. So I would say it smells delicious like coconut. It feels beachy. I can definitely see myself using this like on the beach and as a top-up sunscreen and as a body sunscreen and whatnot. It's a lovely sunscreen. It's fine for your face in a pinch. Not something I would wear if you're like swimming and really sweating a lot because it was a little stingy on my eyes. And not something that I would necessarily reach for to wear under makeup, but it absolutely could. If you just wanted to buy one sunscreen that you could use on face and body and you're relatively dry skin, you're not worried about something that's a bit creamier feeling, it's great. I just love a coconut sunscreen. Like I love to feel summery. That smell just like takes me there. And so I feel like that subtly gives everything extra points.
Yes, I agree. I like their body sunscreen, which is obviously the same formulation probably as the face one, just in different ranges, because it has a pump on it. And I really appreciate like something that can stand on the bathroom counter that I can pump. In fact, we keep it in the laundry because when we're about to go walk the dog, it makes sense to have the sunscreen there to be like, dog lead, sunscreen, off we go.
That's a very valid point. Also, look, it's definitely not something, a reason that you should buy your sunscreen, but the packaging's lovely, even the one with the pump. It sort of looks like the kind of nice hand soaps you would buy. And so I think it's really nice to have on a console table before you walk out where your keys are, or in the laundry or in the bathroom to have out so that you reapply. Whereas my Latam, I like hide in the bottom of the junk cupboard and then like hide under the barbecue in summer. And so it's a bit like, ugh. Whereas it's cute. They have a green one with Kakadu plum, which if you've got like a sage green vibe going in your house, like perfection. They've got a nice brown one. Like I just think it is nice to have something that you are going to use because you can leave it out because it's not hideous.
Yep.
And I'm going to give it a B as well. For a face sunscreen specifically, I'm going to give it maybe a C+ because it's not perfect. But for overall, great B, maybe even a B+.
Okay, that's nice and generous of you.
I mean, for us, we can clearly say that the winner here is Ultraviolet, which we would both rate A+.
Yeah. Yes, till the day I die, probably.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're giving one away in our advent calendar.
Absolutely. We're going to give a couple away, I think.
More to come on that.
Yeah. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned for updates on our holiday advent calendar, 12 days of Christmas, whatever we end up calling it.
Yeah. 12 days of all bases covered extravaganza, obviously, is what we'll call it.
I saw a meme today that said there's only 10 Fridays till Christmas and I like wanted to die and cry and be happy all at once.
I'm not prepared.
Says you who bought a Christmas present this week.
Two. I'm stocking up early on Christmas presents. Hot tip. I work with a lot of people in retail, in logistics, in my life, and every single person has said to me, buy your Christmas presents now. They have said, There are things stuck at the docks, which will be stuck there till the end of time at this rate. And there's going to be like stock shortages across the board at Christmas. So buy now is what I've been told.
Okay.
So I'm buying now.
Okay. I'll buy now then.
That's all I'm asking.
Well, thank you for listening. Please remember to buy your presents now and we will see you next week.
Catch you then. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.